Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning, North State, 7:05 on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio. I am the producer, Bad Bob, also known as Bob Belongi. Carl and Linda Bott still down in Sacramento, where yesterday Carl was honored as the North State Veteran of the Year. It is a Thursday, and right now 72 degrees, going to get nice and toasty today, up around 95. We'll have a little more weather later on, but while Carl and Linda are out of town, we do have some guest hosts, and I want to throw it over right now to Mark Beecham. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much, and thanks to Carl for very graciously offering me the keys to the kingdom for a brief day. When Carl suggested I do the show a couple weeks ago, I said, sure, I'd do that. And then I said, do you trust me? He says, oh, yeah, we trust you, no problem at all. And I get to the studio this morning, and there's a big, burly guy in a law enforcement uniform here. So, but seriously, he is Sheriff Tom Bosenko, Shasta County Sheriff, and Peter Hansen, Chief of Police, City of Reading, is joining him and joining us to talk about crime, gangs, police layoffs, our dysfunctional jail, drugs, and the whole shebang during the first hour. And during the second hour, I'll have Silas Lyons, who's editor of another institution in town, the Reading Record Searchlight, the paper that some people love to hate, it appears. And we're going to talk to him about how technology is forever changing journalism for both good and ill.
And Mark, you did mention that Carl trusted you, but somehow he just couldn't quite turn loose all the way. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. We just wanted to say good morning and thank Mark for taking over for today.
Well, you haven't heard the show yet, so you might want to call back at 9:10 and tell me what you really think.
Well, I just have great confidence in you and what you're going to do today.
Say congratulations again on getting your Veteran of the Year for the North State Award in Sacramento on Wednesday.
Well, thank you very much. It was such an honor, and we'd like to also be able to build on this to keep the focus on veterans issues. We've met a number of people. They're young people that are working on veterans issues that we're going to have on the show. It was a great way to meet people that are involved in veterans issues throughout the state. So we'll see if we can't keep it going up here.
Well, good.
And I know you're going to have a great show. I know you got I heard you was talking about the Record Searchlight. And, I'm a strong supporter of having a community newspaper. I think every community to be a community needs a community newspaper, whether you agree with them or not on all the issues.
Absolutely. Who else is going to cover city council or the board of supervisors on a regular basis and have that institutional history?
There you go.
Anyway, Carl.
And they get their facts right. It's what, 95%.
95% of the time, except that they identified you as the owner of KCNR 1400 AM. Is that right?
Well, I hope that was a front page. On the front page, they put that out that they made a huge mistake.
I didn't see that in the paper today, but I'll take it up with Silas.
You might ask Silas about it because when I mentioned it to him, he was just a little bit embarrassed by it.
I think it was on page 52 at the bottom in fine print.
Hey, well, look, you have a great show, and we're going to be taking off here in a few minutes. Head on back, and we'll see you later on this week. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Carl.
See you tomorrow, Carl.
All right. Bye bye.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We'll be back after this.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system Assisted checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on 2 cubic foot bags of Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Now just $3.44, which is great for your wallet and your weekends, because it keeps color for an entire year. So now you can spend less time working in your garden and more time enjoying it. Thanks to Scott's Naturescapes mulch, now just $3.44. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
This Friday, you're invited to Tobacco and Brew for a very special Free Fire Radio Town Hall meeting. Colonel Tom Garrity, United States Marine Corps, was in command of the Marines at Beirut Airport on the morning of October 23, 1983, when terrorists detonated a massive truck bomb, resulting in the largest one-day loss of life for the Marines since World War II. Meet Colonel Garrity for a signing of his book, Peacekeepers at War, Beirut, 1983, The Marine Commander Tells His Story. That's Friday, beginning at noon at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The weather today is going to be a high of about 92 degrees, calm winds, and they'll be between 8 and 11 miles an hour. Currently, it is 72 degrees. Carl and Linda are out of town here on KCNR, and of course, we are always live streaming at KCNR1460.com. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob, and great bump music. That was the Clash covering I Fought the Law, which could be Patrick Jones and Rick Bassetti's campaign theme this fall. I don't know. Anyway, I have a little bit of a rant that I want to go on. Carl usually goes on a rant at this point. You know, the economy is terrible everywhere, but it's particularly terrible in Reading, and the city is making all kinds of adjustments. But here is the deal. I think that we're laying off, frankly, the wrong people at City Hall. And as a small government conservative, I think the only truly, truly essential role of government is two things: pave the streets and make sure that they're safe. Everything else is either maybe important, maybe nice, but it's not essential. And I know, of course, we've got to deal with the public employee pension issue. They're not sustainable the way they are now, but let's renegotiate these contracts as they come up. And laying off cops at a time of rising crime and rising gang activity is just plain dumb, in my view. And one example of that is the $750,000 that the city council recently earmarked to give to Turtle Bay and to the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association to make, as far as I can tell, brochures that no one's going to see or videos that very few people are going to read, or to gas up Bob Warren's Airstream trailer so he can gallivant around the state to different tourism promotion events. Wouldn't you rather that money go to keep cops on the street and the streets safe and to fight crime? And speaking of crime, I'm actually, frankly, a little surprised that it's not worse than it already is. Think about it. We've got the highest high school dropout rates, some of them anyway. We've got the lowest educational achievement rates in the state, some of them. Unemployment that's through the roof, welfare that's too easy, arguably, to get and too easy to keep, We've got a jail that's broken, and we're laying off cops, and we've got a marijuana store on every main street. What sort of message does that send? And don't you think that the bad guys haven't heard or noticed about that? Anyway, enough ranting here. I want to get to our guests, Police Chief Hansen and Sheriff Pasinko. Let's start with gangs. Chief Hansen, who are these guys? What are they doing? Are they Hispanic? Are they local? Who are they recruiting?
Well, good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on the air. And, boy, you've really thrown down the gauntlet of topics this morning. But let's talk about gangs. Historically, Reading has had a gang issue, not as significant as some other communities in California, but we've always had a gang presence here. There are two types of gang members in Reading, sort of generically. One is our local, homegrown young people that, for whatever reason, form together in a gang and they get involved in assaultive behavior. And then we have some out-of-towner sort of gangs. I'm talking specifically to youth gangs, people that come here from out of the area either through group homes or for whatever reason, and they try and come here and influence the locals. The problem we've had locally in the last few weeks has been really an out-of-town influence. We've had some a player or two from outside of the area come to Reading and try and stir up problems and create violence and use intimidation and violent tactics to cause a series of gang crimes. We have the main player, we think, in custody. He claims to be the shot caller for the area. And we have another person that turned himself in the other day, and we have warrants for the other two. So we think we've got a pretty good handle on the recent surge in gang activity. But we can't let our guard down. We have a history of being very proactive with gang enforcement, and we need to continue that. So in kind of a four-step plan, our first step is to address the actual crime, investigate, and arrest the violator. The second thing we need to do is continue to gather intelligence from the community and from informants about what is going on. Our third step is working with the other law enforcement agencies to have a large, proactive presence in the community to send a strong message. And then lastly, we need to continue our efforts in community education, working with the schools about the pitfalls of gang activity and gang lifestyle.
Okay. Sheriff Pasinko, what are the gangs looking to do here? Why are they here? Do they see Shasta County and Reading as a good territory to move into, and why?
Thanks for having us on the show today. Yes, this is a key area for California and for the North State area. Excuse me. The Reading area is right along the I-5 corridor. We have 299 that runs from the coast over to Reno. So it's a key area. It's near Sacramento. And as Chief Hansen said, we have people that get out of group homes or come here on group homes that have gang influence. We have people that get out of prison. To survive in prison, you have to be affiliated with a gang. And part of it is criminal activity. And two, that criminal activity is in support of the gang. Money. Peter will probably comment on it later. There was a correspondence intercepted at another city that talks about doing anything you can do to support the gang, whether it be drugs, prostitution, robberies, or property crimes. And so it's a very serious issue. We have been working together for a number of years with the Shasta Anti-Gang Enforcement Area here in Reading and Shasta County, and in the North State, assisting other law enforcement agencies as well. Because if we don't address it as a region, all we do is just push the problem to some other community.
Let me read you something, a comment on a blog that I posted this week, and get your reaction to it. Sometimes people post things on blogs that are just totally off topic, as you know, crazy, whatever. But this one struck me as being at least worthy of bringing up here. Person writes, Reading, being the economically depressed town that it is, finds itself the wholesale marijuana distribution hub of Northern California with a glut of cheap, potent weed. Unscrupulous wholesalers, parenthetically, read bad co-ops, unparen, sell their surplus to gangs, which are now fighting for the wholesale to retail illegal profit territory here in Reading and Shasta County. Any reaction to that? Is there any element of nugget of truth to that?
Well, I think there is. You know, we are surrounded by some of the most beautiful country in the world, much less California. And part of the problem with that, with all the national forest land and BLM land and privately owned lands around here, as we have a surplus of marijuana being grown in our forest. And the Sheriff's Department's done an outstanding job trying to control this and eradicate the behavior of these people growing marijuana in the forest. It is very important to know that the people that are having these large gardens in our forests are organized crime. They are drug cartels out of Mexico, and there is a direct connection between the drug cartels in Mexico and gang activity in California. These people work together. It's all about money, and it's all about ensuring that drug profits go to these drug cartels. And this is organized crime, and it's a worst situation.
And these cartels want control of the drug trade and distribution, not only in California, but the United States.
All right, keep that thought. We'll be right back after these messages.
At 7:21, it is 73 degrees. Of course, our weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 12 miles east of Redding, off of Highway 44 in Shingletown. If you've got calls or comments for our guests, please give us a call here at KCNR, 605-4567. Free Fire Radio continues after this.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, son.
Shh.
You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five-star.
Five-star cast?
Five-star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child. And the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
Hello, this is Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the folks that purchased an animal at the Shasta District Fair and donated them back to the community barbecue. Without you, we would not have one. Well, the hot weather's here finally. For all of those watercraft folks, we have 100 unleaded and also 93 ethanol-free and lots of propane. We have dyed and clear diesel at all of our locations. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. For all those weekend mechanics, at the Reading plant, we have bulk oils, synthetics, greases, everything you need to keep your trucks and equipment on the go, in your container or ours. If you give us a call ahead of time, we'll have it sitting on the dock for you. And remember, if you'd like a quote on a monitor or Toyo heater, our estimates are free. Give Johnny a call and set it up. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
They could fit.
7:24 on KCNR. Clearly, News Talk Radio. This is Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, of course, down in Sacramento. They will be back tomorrow to finish up on a Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's on Hilltop at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They got a great meeting room, and of course it is the home of Free Fire Radio, town hall meeting on Fridays. You'll definitely want to be there this Friday for Colonel Tom Garrity, a very special guest. You're not going to want to miss that. But taking the controls this morning, taking of the microphone, Mark Beecham.
Thanks. That was the immortal Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, of course, and we'll get to the jail in a second. But before we get there, question for both gentlemen here today, and that's the effect that budget cuts have had on anti-gang enforcement activities, the SAGE program. And I don't know who wants to take that, Chief Hanson.
Well, SAGE started under Chief Modi, and it was really a kind of a handshake agreement between 19 different law enforcement agencies in the region to work together to combat the influence of gangs. And by pooling our resources, because we all have limited resources, we were able to put together groups of, you know, 8 to 20 officers sometimes to go into our local areas, particularly the smaller communities, and have a strong law enforcement presence and actually target gangs. What's happened over the last 2 years specifically is that as each of the law enforcement agencies have been hit with their own budget problems, they've been unable to participate. And so most of the agencies have dropped off their level of participation. There's only just a handful of a few agencies still participating on a regular basis, but it comes down to funding and lack of resources. And so instead of being able to put out 20 officers, you know, once a week, we've only been able to put out 8 to 10 officers maybe once a week or every other week. And some agencies have just stopped participating altogether. So I will tell you specifically about an example over the last 10 days because of recent events in Redding. The Sheriff's Department here and the California Highway Patrol Office up on Oasis contacted me and offered assistance, and we put out teams of extra officers every night for the last 10 days through the fair and through some of these other things to have a strong law enforcement presence in those areas where we knew gang activity was taking place. And that's the kind of cooperation we need, and it's been very successful. But unfortunately, dwindling resources, dwindling budgets have really had a negative effect on all of us.
Sure.
Pete said it very well. This handshake deal was basically trying to work within our budgets, and a lot of it was on overtime. Those budgets have been cut. People have been in the sheriff's office. People have been laid off. Our budgets are very tight. We don't have any wiggle room per se. We had a little bit of a grant that worked with some drugs components that helped do a limited amount of funding, but very limited. But we have to keep the effort up and the pressure on these gang issues. Both Chief Hanson and I have attended seminars with our U.S. Attorney's Office, all from major California counties and cities, saying we're doing the right thing here in Shasta County and Redding, California, by keeping the pressure up on these gangs or the gangs that are starting to develop, kind of the wannabes, but they're trying to get a local influence here. And we go out and pay them a visit and say, what are you doing?
And we're still in a position where we can prevent a lot of this from occurring, but the fact that most people in this town do not sense a strong gang presence and that we keep graffiti under control and those sorts of overt things does not happen by accident. It happens because of law enforcement and the community being unwilling to accept any sort of a gang culture developing in our city.
And that's where we need the community support. They can be our eyes and our ears. They're out and about just as much as we are driving around. If they see something, either report it via 911 if it's an emergency, or call into the dispatch center, which is for Redding Police and the Sheriff's Office together.
When we come back after this hard break here in a minute, I want to talk a little bit about what people should be looking for. You say when someone sees some activity, what is it that they ought to be scanning their neighborhood or the streets for? I also want to talk a little bit about some of the charge that some of the cynics have made that the law enforcement officers and unions are making some political hay out of the recent apparent upsurge in gang-related activity. So when we come back from these messages, or come back after these messages after the break here, we'll get into that.
Great.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Of course, we're always streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also go to freefireradio.com for our show archives. That includes including our great lineup of weekend shows. Free Fire Radio with our guest host Mark Beecham will continue after Fox News here on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. These people are in line in New York today to buy Apple's updated iPhone 4. It's thinner, more powerful, and can make video calls, but critics say the AT&T service still unreliable. Down a bit, but still high, the number of new claims for unemployment, 457,000 first-time claims filed last week. Today's other stat, orders for expensive durable goods fell a little more than 1% last month. Conagra Foods, which makes Chef Boyardee and Banquet TV dinners, well, it says income was down 48% in the last quarter, even though people are eating at home more. In America, the age for receiving full Social Security benefits keeps creeping upward, 66, 67. In France today, there's a general strike over a plan to raise the retirement age to 62. Right now, it's at 60. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
KCNR, 1460 Clearly, News Talk Radio. It is 7:34 on a Thursday. Currently 72 degrees. Look for a high today of around 92 under mostly sunny skies. Tonight's low will be 65. The weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 605-4567, the number to call if you want to participate. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. And we're talking with the two chief law enforcement officers in this area. And before the break, we were talking briefly about the community getting involved and what the community can do to help the police and the sheriff and other law enforcement agencies deal with rising crime, gang activity, etc. Want to know specifically what members of the community should be looking for to identify members of gangs. Chief Hansen?
Well, certainly there are some overt signs of gang activity. Certain dress or numbers, and you see on television, TV shows like Gangland USA, where you can get education about this sort of thing. But, you know, watch for groups of people hanging out together dressed alike or displaying the number 13 or the number 14 or things like that. But there are less overt signs and some more subtle signs. We talked briefly about graffiti off air. That's a very important indicator of gang activity and gang territory. It's important for us to know about that. Call our graffiti hotline or call the police department. We'll get out and get it eradicated. But while we eradicate, we also keep track of what's going on. So the other thing is that the community can report is what they hear in their own neighborhood. I mean, you're going to be much more well aware of what's going on in your neighborhood, and you know, this doesn't sound right, and your son or your daughter hears this going on at school. That's important for people to report to us what's going on.
Sheriff Osenko?
Exactly. That problem house next door or down the block, there's a lot of activity there. You can report that. It may not be criminal activity, but that's for the police, the deputies, to investigate. Be aware of those surroundings. Like Chief Hansen said, they're graffiti. Sometimes those are actual gang symbols, and then a rival gang can write over them. That's putting their territories or trying to influence other territories that we're going to take over this area. That attire is one thing, but it's more being aware of your surroundings, aware of what's going on in your community. It can be something as a car driving erratically down the roadway for a suspected DUI driver. That's just as important because that person could go down the road and kill someone.
Now, the notion that gangs are here to recruit people, that's obvious that they are trying to recruit local people. What should parents be aware of? What kind of danger might their kids be in? What sort of warning signs should they be on the lookout for?
Well, watch for a change in behavior. Do they become more secretive about who they're hanging out with, and are they hanging out with people that you don't know, and are they, you know, some change in behavior is important. Quite frankly, you need to watch how they dress. What are they wearing? What kind of materials are they gathering in their room? What are they looking at on the internet? Are they looking at gang websites? Many of these gangs are sophisticated and have their own websites. So it's real key for parents to be paying attention to what their kids are doing. And unfortunately, the reason that a lot of young people do go into gangs is because they don't have a great relationship with their parents, and they're looking for that family connection. So the more parents that can get involved with their kids in the more positive activities, you know, the better off we'll be.
Okay,
it's easier.
By, I'd like to
And that is about being connected. Sometimes on our searches that our staff has gone in on, they go into the room, and there's a bunch of gang graffiti, gang symbols, posters. And the parents, I had no idea.
But how can you tell as a parent, and I'm not a parent of a male child and teenager, how can you tell the difference between, you know, gangster rap and a real gangster or a real gangbanger? Can you help us out there?
Well, it's not just the music, but it's a combination of things. So look at the totality of everything that you're looking at. You know, music all by itself is not an indicator, but are they starting to dress differently? Are they starting to wear certain colors or clothes or frequent a certain website or hang with a group of people? You know, the other thing that's important to remember is that there's the couple of gangs we've been investigating in Reading are typically known to be Hispanic, but that's really not the case anymore, in that there is not or should not be a particular race associated with the gangs we're dealing with, because they cross, you know, racial lines, and they're recruiting outside their traditional racial barriers. And so the problems we're having in Reading are not related to Hispanics. They're related to gang activity, and there's a difference there. You know, we have a great relationship with the Hispanic Coalition here in town. They've come out very strongly in opposition to any sort of gang activity. You know, we work closely with SCAR and organizations like that. And this is not a race issue. This is a criminal street gang issue. And so we're not talking about Hispanics.
Okay. We've got to take a... Well, actually, we have a caller here. Cheryl wanted to ask Chief Hansen about Citizens Patrol. Cheryl?
Hi. I just wondered if Chief Hansen had considered a Citizens Patrol such as the Sheriff's Office has. Back in the 90s when we had the first influx of gangs, we approached Chief Blankenship with it, and at that time he didn't have any interest. But now that we have so many layoffs of police officers, I just wondered if you had any thoughts on it.
Actually, I do, and Tom has actually provided me with a great deal of information about the Citizens Patrol operation that they have in the county, in Shasta Lake City, up in Shingletown, and so on, and also Chief Webb and Anderson has given me a lot of their information. So we have looked at that. To start up a program requires some resources dedicated to it and some training, because citizens can provide a valuable resource, but they cannot replace law enforcement officers. And quite frankly, we just haven't gotten off the ball yet to get the thing started.
Okay, well, I know there's a few of us out there that would be really interested in it. We were able to take the Sheriff's Office training back at that time, which was very interesting, but it didn't really help us since we're in the city of Reading, so I'd really love to see something like that started.
Well, it can be a valuable tool because citizens, whether in your own neighborhood or in a more organized fashion, such as Neighborhood Watch or Citizens Patrol, can be a very valuable resource to law enforcement, being the eyes and ears.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Cheryl. Thank you for the call,
okay,
Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to take a quick break here.
7:41 on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144.
Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
The truck is loaded and we're making deals. Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. And Sealy mattresses are on sale now at huge savings only at Creason's Mattress Gallery. With Creason's special truckload sale, you'll find better than big box store prices and none of their sales gimmicks. Why would you pay 25% more for that great night's sleep? Purchase your Sealy Posturepedic Reserve Collection mattress. Queen sets for only $699.95 plus 12 months interest OAC. Free bed frame or free local delivery and free disposal of your old mattress with minimum $7.99 purchase. Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading always carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding at the best prices. And right now, these truckload savings can simply not be beat. All purchases subject to stock on hand. So can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture. Hurry, truckload sale won't last forever, only at Creason's Mattress Gallery.
Today is Reading's Wash While You Shop Thursday, presented by the Shasta Center Merchants and Kubler's Furniture. Is your vehicle in need of a bath? Join us at the center for our Wash While You Shop experience. While you're shopping, the kids will be hopping to get your wheels as clean as a whistle. While you help out a local charity or youth group, the center's unique shops will be handing out coupon packets with coupons for reduced or free merchandise and services. Some of these include the fragrant and unique gifts from the Campbell Connection, the durable quality fabrics from Fabrics Etc., the Reading Wellness Pain Specialists, and many, many more. So come on down and join the fun at the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road.
This is Dr. Laura. Listen to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
7:44 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Dooley is the owner there. He is a U.S. Army veteran, served with the 82nd Airborne, and he has brought that same integrity to his business. He's been servicing local customers since 1985. Got a special deal right now. If your dog is not on your remote or something otherwise terrible has happened to your remote control for your satellite dish, well, bring it in to Doug. Be one of the first 20 people to do so. You will get a brand new one. B&T Satellite on Airport Road. Give them a call at 244-1988 on the web at readyhdtv.com. And now Free Fire Radio continues with our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. During the break, Chief Hansen made a good point about helping the police do a better, or helping them do a job, a better job of keeping track of what's going on around here. And that is that everybody, virtually everybody except me, it seems, has a cell phone. And if you see something, give them a call at 911, I presume, right?
It depends on if it's an emergency or non-emergency.
All right, what would be the numbers?
If it's a non-emergency call, think of it as life and death or life in danger for 911.
Okay.
But call 245-6540. That's a 24-hour dispatch, both for Reading Police and for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. In the event of emergency, of course, 911.
What's that number again, the non-emergency number?
245-6540, and that's Shascom Dispatch Center.
Great. I teed up this question a little bit earlier. There's some cynics out there who say that the police unions and other public safety unions are making a little political hay out of this recent increased spike in gang-related activity. Your reaction to that charge, Chief Hansen?
Well, I'm not sure that's accurate or legitimate. The crimes we've been seeing in our community are real. They've been happening, and it has been a kind of an unusual spike, particularly in gang activity. Crime is on the rise overall. We're going to have our mid-year report here in about a month, and you'll see that violent crime in particular is on the increase. So how people choose to interpret that information or the timing of that information coming out is up to them.
Yeah, it's a political season. So.
I agree with Peter. These are professional men and women that care about their organizations, that care about our community, and they're just trying to get the word out of concern of the rising crime, violent crime, and reducing resources, patrol personnel in our communities.
Okay, back to reducing resources. Let's talk a bit about the jail and the fact that a floor of it's been closed, and the connection between that and, I believe, a culture of disrespect, contempt for the legal system, law enforcement in general, that I think you see here in Shasta County, but as you've indicated, it's more widespread than that. I call it the culture of the FTAs, the failure to appear, the people who have been arrested for any number of violations, crimes, who are booked, bailed on the street, and then don't show up for court appearances. Basically, they don't show up to do their work release. They don't show up to do anything. Can you talk a little bit about that sort of cancer that we're facing here as a society?
You bet. Even since the 1990s, we've seen a reduction in our jail capacity. We've seen the closure of Crystal Creek, which used to be a men's camp and later reopened as a boys' camp for juveniles. We've seen our detention facility, work release, and our detention annex down off of Breslauer. It closed about five times in the 1990s through the early 2000s, and then finally closed the detention annex, which was for overnight housing, closed permanently. And then most recently, in 2009, we ended up closing one floor of the jail, which resulted in a release of about 150 inmates and reduced our jail capacity down to about 260 from 381, and then the closure of our work release program, which was for sentenced low-level offenders, which allowed for some community service work and offender accountability without taking up jail bed space. Our jail has been at a capacity rating, which means we had a court order so we don't get in an overcrowded condition, which causes liability and potential for lawsuits. Since 1993-94. And so when the population gets within 10% of maximum, at that time 381, we could start doing capacity releases for low-level offenders. The problem is, as offenders became more and more violent, then we have more of a difficulty in releasing low-level offenders because now the jail is primarily all felony offenders in there, and you'll even see somebody arrested maybe for burglary. which is a felony, or arrested for dope charges like for methamphetamine or cocaine, which is a felony, and then they get released. They know that there's no jail bed space there. They know that limited resources for officers, and so then they don't show up in court and have a failure to appear warrant. They get arrested again. They get booked into jail, and they get released again, and it goes over and over. And there's a huge amount of resources. You have to have the court get geared up for that appearance. Attorneys, the public, predominantly the public defender, has to be ready to go to court with their files. The district attorney's office and the prosecutors have to be ready for their files, court clerks. And then Johnny Criminal doesn't show up, and then they have to go to the next file, and they issue a warrant. And then they go out, some police agency, let's say Reading Police, arrests the person again, brings them into jail, and before the officer gets home for the end of shift, that person's probably released with anywhere from minutes to hours. And then, also a concern for Chief Hansen's budget or other law enforcement agencies like the City of Anderson, there's a booking fee, and that can also have impacts. We do get some reimbursement for the state, but his officer or any officers are down for anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. That booking takes them off the street.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue that thought.
KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Show your support for local veterans and enjoy delicious home-style food at the same time. Millie and Kathy from the Classic Cafe will be serving up a spaghetti feed with proceeds going toward a new roof for the American Legion Post 720 in Shasta Lake. There will be a raffle to help support this very important project. It's on July 10th, starting at 11 a.m. at 4309 Vallecito Street in the city of Shasta Lake. Tickets are just $6, available at the Classic Cafe, 2477 Athens Avenue, the Palisadro Barbershop, or at the American Legion Hall in Shasta Lake.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from The Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for The Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
...754 on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. 6 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. It is 72 degrees. Weather today will be a high near 92. Winds out of the south between 8 and 11 miles an hour. Low tonight around 65, and it'll be warming up towards the end of the week. The weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. Question for both of you, actually, but probably more for the sheriff. If we don't get this jail fixed, and if we don't get some sort of teeth back in the law through either a work release, chain gangs, I don't know what it is, does it really matter how many police we have on the beat? I mean, if we're rounding people up, taking them, booking them, bailing them, and they're back on the street, where's the bark or where's the bite in the law?
It does matter because we still have to do our components. Even my deputies have asked, why should we book this person because they're going to be released? And I always tell them, do your job and do it correctly. If the jail has to release them because of the capacity, they do their job. We're running into this problem. Peter mentioned at break also. It's 10 times, 1,000 times worse for the push that we're seeing for release from prisons. The prisons are at about 175% capacity. There's a big push to release them out of prison and push them back to the counties. There's also a push to see, rather than spend a maximum of 1 year in county jail, to change it to 3 years county jail. Over 32 jails in California, there's 58 counties, have capacity releases. That's going to cause a problem. We don't have the room for the 1 year people, let alone now 3 years. And the state can impact the county and the city so much because of the takebacks of programs, of funding actually, and or pushing the programs to the counties and not providing the funding. And that's what's been happening in Sacramento over the last several years. And this is a pivotal year because they're trying to push even more financial responsibility back to the counties, and there's no money there.
All right, this is a pretty grim scenario you're painting here, Chief Hansen.
Well, you know, this does boil down to, you know, accountability, and that's a societal problem, a problem with the United States in general and, of course, across the state. And I don't think Tom or I would advocate to lock everybody up, but we are experiencing kind of a broken system here where we have officers making arrests, putting people in jail, not enough jail space, and it's very frustrating not only for law enforcement and jail staff, but also for the district attorney and for the courts. And I know the judges are very upset about the FTA rate and the people failing to come to court, and it's this whole lack of accountability. But there are other very positive programs going on in our community, and one of the most successful programs we have is the Addicted Offender Program, where they take people who have drug addiction problems, and under heavy supervision and heavy accountability, they keep these people out of prisons and really turn their lives around. But that program requires a high degree of monitoring and a great deal of effort, both on the public defender's office, probation, the DA's office, but very successful. If that could be expanded on a large scale, it would be great in terms of keeping these people out of the correction system.
Well, it all comes back to money then, doesn't it?
It does, and there's a lot of programs. As Peter touched on with the Addicted Offender Program, there's a whole philosophy of community corrections, trying to make some intervention while they're in custody, whether it be substance abuse issues, which many of the offenders have substance abuse issues, education issues, because if you don't have an education, even a high school diploma or GED, when you can't read, makes it difficult to get a job. If you don't have a job, how do you fend for yourself and put food on the table?
The Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County operates a youth peer court here in Shasta County. And what they do is they take young people who have run afoul of the law, and before they get involved in the court system and the probation department, they run them through a peer court trial process. And by intervening at an early stage, it keeps these people out of the system, and the recidivism rate for those people is extremely good, very, very low recidivism rate, and it's a very successful program. But it's an alternative to the traditional, you know, youth offender probation, you know, court system.
And that's an intervention system there that has been very successful year after year, and it tries to take a break what could start to be a cycle of criminal offenders by the youth.
Okay. This question is for Chief Hansen. This is not a curveball exactly, maybe a slider. you obviously, my interactions with you strike me as a very thoughtful guy, a guy who's worked very long and hard to rise through the ranks to become chief, very knowledgeable on a whole range of issues that are very important, and I think, from what I can see, a leader. Is there any chance that you would reconsider your recently announced decision to retire at the end of this year? Because my sense is that this community needs leadership, strong, informed, experienced leadership in law enforcement. You have 1 minute.
You know, we have an outstanding leader in the city, Kurt Starman, city manager, is a great guy, and I have total confidence in him to be able to find a chief of police. I appreciate the support I've received from his office. I've decided to leave for personal reasons, family, as well as professional conflicts, and it's unfortunate and not what my original intentions were in serving the city, but I've worked here for 27 years. I've got over 30 years in law enforcement, and I think that's probably the best thing for me right now.
Would you consider running for city council?
No, because I live in Shingletown, and so I'm not eligible to run for city council.
All right, that's it for this hour. We'll be right back after these messages with Silas Lyons, editor of the Searchlight.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Supreme Court sides with the ex-head of Enron. On one argument, anyway. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
Lisa, justices agreed with Jeffrey Skilling about limiting the use of the Honest Services Law, a federal fraud law often used by prosecutors in white-collar crime cases. But this ruling only throws one count of conspiracy against Skilling into question, leaving convictions on over a dozen counts of conspiracy, fraud, and lying intact. Lisa?
Thanks, Chris. General David Petraeus expected to face little or no opposition at confirmation hearings as the president's replacement for the resigning General Stanley McChrystal.
We have a long tradition in our military of showing respect for civilian leadership. I think it was a terrible misjudgment to allow Rolling Stone to follow the commander.
The commander in Afghanistan, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, says President Obama did the right thing. Right now, Russia's president is at the White House, where Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
It's the seventh time Presidents Obama and Medvedev have met. The White House says it's a sign of the improved ties between the two nations. In the past, the two presidents have worked on issues like Iran and nuclear weapons. Today's meeting is expected to mainly focus on economic issues. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. It's been 60 years tomorrow since North Korea invaded the South, where families of fallen American soldiers are among those remembering today. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, live in Seoul.
Lisa, the DMZ is a long way from West Virginia. That's the trip L.A. Lakers basketball legend Jerry West made here today to see where his brother lost his life. He said South Korea is, quote, one of the most amazing things he's ever seen. Korean War vets were here, too, from other countries, all in their late 70s and 80s, proud guests of a democracy that they helped preserve. Lisa?
Thanks, Bill. Mortgage rates fall to a new record low, 4.69% in Freddie Mac's 30-year fixed average. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Michael Golub from NP Solutions uses GoToMeeting for sales presentations to clients across the nation. Michael, tell us how you use GoToMeeting.
We use GoToMeeting quite often for doing remote demonstrations. So we're able to present to the prospects wherever they might be. Clients can sit in their office. We can have multiple clients on the same call with everybody staying in their home base. It saves time, it saves money, and it makes them more comfortable because they're in their home environment.
It sounds like GoToMeeting has really transformed your business.
I could not imagine living in a world where I had to get in my car and go visit seven different cities in the course of 5 days to do what I can do now with GoToMeeting in 3 or 4 hours, sitting at my desk, drinking a cup of coffee.
Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. That's GoToMeeting.com and the promo code 45.
Two hurricanes in the Pacific. Darby, just upgraded from a tropical storm off Mexico's southwest coast, sustained winds 75 miles per hour. Farther out at sea, Hurricane Celia, now a Category 3, but heading over open ocean. Another day of tarball cleanup where miles of them washed ashore yesterday in parts of Florida and Alabama, just what the tourism industry doesn't need.
This community of single-family houses along the bay and enormous condos along the beach was doing just fine.
Business was wonderful until Memorial Day, and then people have quit calling.
June Johnson at Three Palms Real Estate says vacation condo rentals stopped, and so did home sales.
We had probably 5 contracts that were canceled.
But she says both her colleagues and competitors know things will improve.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson in Orange Beach, Alabama. A terror trial in Pakistan ends with 5 Americans convicted.
The 5 young Muslims went to Pakistan to plan terror. A court ruled, sentencing them to 10 years in jail each. They're all from the Washington, D.C. area and were arrested last year in Pakistan when prosecutors said they've been trying to join a jihad group like Al-Qaeda. There's no comment from the U.S. Embassy, although it says it accepts the court's decision. A lawyer for the 5 says they will appeal.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin over the border in Afghanistan. It's now the deadliest month of the 9-year war in Afghanistan. 80 NATO soldiers killed, most of them American. He's already apologized to the American public and the U.S. government. Now Toyota's top man facing shareholders.
President Akio Toyota bowed deeply and said he's sorry for the recall of more than 8 million vehicles over sticky gas pedals that sent the stock price tumbling. This was the first shareholders meeting since the recall that led to the U.S. slapping Toyota with a record $16 million fine.
Fox's Mike Tuggle in Tokyo. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 103 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio. It is 8:05. I'm Bad Bob, the producer guy, the man who pushes the buttons and kind of feeling the love this morning. Carl and Linda Bott down in Sacramento. Actually, they're on their way back, where Carl yesterday was honored as the North State Veteran of the Year. We're very, very proud of that. We have a guest host in. Is Mark Beecham, and he's got a lot to talk about. Good morning, Mark.
Thank you, Bob. Second hour of the Free Fire Radio Show.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does. The guest this hour is Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. I had the privilege of working with Silas briefly, about 3 years ago now when I left the paper, more than 3 years ago, and you were still in the online. You were running Redding.com at that point. And the reason I wanted to have you on is to talk about, how technology is changing journalism, dramatic changes, and some for good and some for bad, perhaps, from my perspective, having been associated with the newspaper business over 40 years, actually, with the Record Searchlight on and off. Yeah, I remember when I first started out in the Record Searchlight, 1969-70, I was still in high school. In those days, we had manual typewriters on the desks, and we had union compositors in the composing room working with hot lead, and it was a totally different world. And when reporters went out, they went out with a notebook and a pen, and they came back and they wrote their story, and it wasn't for, 10 minutes to put it up on the web. It was for the next day, usually. So you had time to think about an angle, whatever, first day story, then there was a second day story, then there was a third day story, et cetera. Well, all this has changed. That's really what I kind of want to get into today. Today you've got reporters going out not with just this, a notebook and pen, but video phones, cameras, audio, et cetera, and posting to the web. So talk a little bit about that and where you think all this is heading.
All right. Well, that's a boy. That opens up a very broad spectrum. But before I get in on it, I want to just say it's great to be here, Mark. And you and I have had some really stimulating conversations, and you've really helped me think about this over the past few years. And so I'm looking forward to the next hour. And I also want to get in a plug for Carl Bott, because I think it's wonderful that he has received that honor and had the pleasure of coming in with him and Linda on their first week here and this has been, it's been fun to watch their baby begin to grow up. But as far as what's happening in our business, I went into this business. I got interested in being a journalist when I was 13 years old, and pretty much stayed interested and still am. And I went into this business thinking that that I was going to be putting ink on recycled paper for the rest of my life. I mean, that's pretty much what it was. When I went through college, and we were still waxing the backs of pieces of paper and cutting them with X-Acto knives and putting them on paste-up boards, and that was how we were making the next day's paper. And so the pace of the change has been radical, and the way that we spend our time has been enormously different. I mean, I've spent as much time, more time probably, thinking about technology in the past 4 years since I moved to Reading as I have thinking about journalism. And I guess I've surprised myself in that I found it almost as interesting, because the crux of it, I mean, we'll talk about, we'll get into the technology, we'll get into the way this is changing, but the real question is for something like the Record Searchlight, which has been here since 1938, it's an enormously important part of this community. And it's bigger than me, bigger than you, the very talented staff that works there today. It's an institution, and the core of what it does is it provides local news and information. It pulls the community together, and that's what we got to remember at the end of the day. Regardless of what happens with the technology, the thing that actually has to be protected is not any of the features of it. It's not necessarily
the platform, the look
platform,
of it, or
the way it's done. It's what it represents for the community, and so that's the basis. But it has been a period of really quick and very tremendous change, as the internet has become almost as large an audience for us now as the printed edition of the paper. Mm. And that was certainly not the case even 3 years ago when I started this job. And so it's been the case all over the country. And you know, one of the things that we'll get into, no doubt, is the fact that while we have a larger audience than we've had before, the economy of doing business on the web is a lot different than the economy of doing business in print. And in our industry right now, 90% of the revenue for newspaper organizations, which typically also have the largest news website in their distribution area, which is the case for us as well, but in the industry-wide, 90% of the revenue comes from print. So we are in a situation where we have 50% of our audience in print and 90% of our revenue in print. And if, you know, as a business journalist, you know what that means. It's
50%
is something that has to be a transition. It cannot be a, like, this is where we park and sit for the next 50%.
Right, because that 50% is actually a declining number in print, because you've got an older demographic reading the paper, and people under 40 are not typically subscribing, and they're getting all their information off the internet. So that older demographic is going to shrink over time. But we've got to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll finish that thought.
8:11 now on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I have a deductible. Do I have to pay for it if you repair my car? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Yes, you do. A sting operation in Shasta County for the purpose of identifying potential insurance fraud resulted in several body shop owners' arrest. Some may not have been guilty, but the arrest still happened. Waiving the deductible can have the appearance of insurance fraud, because the most common way to defraud an insurance company is to write an estimate at a higher cost to cover the deductible. Of course, some shops may absorb the loss to their profit and no fraud will have been committed, but the implication is still there, and the car owner may be implicated in any investigation. Coachmaster has been in business for 40 years and has never engaged in a questionable activity, and we never will. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you want to know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:14, 74 degrees in Reading. Forecast calling for a high today of about 92 under mostly sunny skies. Tonight's low 65, sunny tomorrow, high near 93, warming up towards the weekend. Should be quite hot by your 4th of July weekend. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If you want to join in our conversation here this morning, you can call 605-4567. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. Talking to Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight here. You know, we're talking about my personal history with the Record Searchlight, which began 1969-70 and ended up in 2000 and, I guess, 7 now. I was back on the paper after I came back to Reading for about 3 years. Lots and lots of changes. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I remember when we were just beginning to sort of push the online content and trying to get reporters, instead of doing the story for the next day, do an update for the web, you know, or to handle breaking news, put it up on the web. And I know when I was there, it was like, oh gosh, give me a break. I don't want to do this. You know, it's a pain in the neck. I've got a story to do for tomorrow. I've got a Sunday story, et cetera.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't keep my opinions to myself, as I never do. But the point is now you've got breaking news on the web. You've got monitoring scanner traffic, et cetera. You've got 24/7. The web is 24/7 breaking news. What is the goal here, unless I'm mistaken, is to make sure to build and maintain Reading.com or the Record Searchlight's role, position in this media market as being the number one source of news, whether you get it on an iPhone, whether you get it on your computer, whether you get it on your television through a computer, or whether you get it in print. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of boiling it down when you get finished with everything. I mean, this can get really, really complicated when you think about every single one. If you started at the point where somebody actually reads or watches what we produce, you could make this enormously complex. You'd say, wow, well, what do we, you know, we need a division that delivers news for iPhones, and we need a division that delivers news on, you know, over the internet, but when the internet is plugged into the back of a television set, and we need one that delivers news to online. And we used to do this. I mean, in the early days, this is what we did. We said, the web, you know, somebody's, well, hey, you know what? Dude, you know HTML, so you're the online guy. And you're gonna go and you're gonna get this onto computers and then, you know, you tell us what you need. And they come back and they say, well, we need your reporters to post breaking news 5 times a day. And we need them to post it at 8 a.m., at 10 a.m., Mark's rolling his eyes, because this is real. I'm not making this up. At 1 p.m., we're going to have a breaking news post. So at 1 p.m., we would post that a week and a half from now, the Garden Club is going to have a meeting at Turtle Bay. And that was what they, breaking news. So, you know, it got really crazy. And I think what we've tried to learn, and I've seen this happening again around newspapers, because this isn't just something that's happening at the Record Searchlight by a long shot, is that we've tried to get a little smarter and say, okay, this is what we do. We have reporters and photographers. We have people who work their beats, and they know the community, and they're in touch, and they're professional trained journalists. They work for other professional trained journalists, and we want to just harness their efforts the best we can, have them out there reporting stories, bringing back video, bringing back pictures, bringing back stories. They still take out those little notepads and write on them, but they also pull out the video camera, you know, halfway through the interview. And once they come back with all of that, we're going to have a conversation with the editors, and we're going to figure out where it goes. So some of it's going to go in print in the next day's paper. Some of it's going to go on the web. Some of it's going to be available through our iPhone app, which we have now. And, you know, whatever other media we are able to get into, we'll put it there, too, in the way that works best for that audience. And when you look at it as doing those two things separately, long way of answering your question, you get back to the basic essential of being the best news coverage in a particular area and providing it however people want to consume it. And that's what we've got to do now. It's not that consolidated sort of easy thing where you got radio, television, and newspapers. It's a much broader array of media. And if we're going to remain the primary source within that, you know, really fractured array of things, we have to be focused more on the stories we tell and then getting them out into the various forms of media. I think there's real opportunity for us there, actually. I mean, I think it actually has potential to grow.
I think you're in a really interesting and good space because, as Bob was saying in the break, you know, there time was not so long ago where if there was a plume of smoke to the west of town, you might turn on the radio to find out what was going on. Or perhaps you would turn on the television. Well, television and radio, because of business conditions, et cetera, corporate takeovers, downsizing, et cetera, have fewer resources. You guys have created Reading.com, which allows people to go to a particular place easily, and you've got the resources in place, even though they are fewer than you had 5 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever, to find out whether it's, you know, it's whether it's an election, whether it's a fire, whether it's some other kind of an emergency or a breaking city council decision that the other media can't really compete against. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
This Friday, you're invited to Tobacco and Brew for a very special Free Fire Radio Town Hall meeting. Colonel Tom Garrity, United States Marine Corps, was in command of the Marines at Beirut Airport on the morning of October 23, 1983, when terrorists detonated a massive truck bomb, resulting in the largest one-day loss of life for the Marines since World War II. Meet Colonel Garrity for a signing of his book, Peacekeepers at War, Beirut, 1983, The Marine Commander Tells His Story. That's Friday, beginning at noon at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins with the Local Builder Showroom and Around the House Radio. Are you getting ready to do a home project, maybe a remodel, new construction, or maybe you just need some maintenance done? Come visit us at the Local Builder Showroom on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Construction. At the Local Builder Showroom, we have over 40 different contractors on display. That's right, we have the whole facade of a house built inside of our showroom where you can actually see these contractors work anytime you would like. We're open from 9 to 4, Tuesdays through Saturday, every week, and we even make special appointments for those of you who cannot meet us during our normal business hours. Just give us a call at 365-9852. That's the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, located on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Constructions. And by the way, the Around the House magazine is going all digital this summer. So if you'd like to get our digital publication, please send us an email to tlbmagazine@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to us each week on KCNR 1460, where the advice is always free.
I read the news today all morning.
It's 8:23, 75 degrees on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and an excellent meeting room. And, of course, the ladies down there at Espresso Joe's, they will serve up whatever you're looking for as coffee concoctions. And it is the home of Free Fire Radio's town hall meetings on Friday. And you're going to want to be there this Friday at noon for Colonel Tom Garrity and his very compelling story. Our guest host this morning, Mark Beecham, continues.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you for putting together that excellent bump music. Very appropriate. Back with Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. You know, journalists obviously are grappling with all these technological changes, but so are business people slash advertisers who are trying to figure out what the web means to them, means to their business. And I'm sure, you know, when your salespeople, of course, it's not your department, but when the paper's sales folks go out to talk to business owners, are kind of maybe in the dark, many of them, about what kind of questions to ask to get some meaningful metrics to understand what the web can offer them, how it can grow their businesses. And I know there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of confusion about, well, should I be asking about hits? Should I be asking about page views? Should I be asking about this or that? Could you talk us through that a little bit briefly?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go back a little bit with the question of metrics, or sort of how do you tell as an advertiser in particular, but we're interested in this for our content too. How do you tell how many people are looking at it? How do you tell what sort of effect it's having? And we have the most measurable medium in the internet that we've ever had. You can tell person for person, and basically what happens, if anybody's not real familiar with this, is a website is served off of a web server, and the web server is just a computer that holds those files, that data, or sometimes doesn't even hold them, just transmits them, but it sends them to the person who wants to look at them on their computer. And so when you come and you look at the front page of Reading.com, you generate a request to that server, and that server sends back a page, but that page has all kinds of things on it. It's got a video player, it has pictures, it has all sorts of different links. It's probably hundreds of things, really, when you look at the front page of Reading.com. What they used to say was that people used to count hits. They used to say, oh, well, my website gets X number of hits. Well, every single one of those things that you're asking for off of that page is a hit. So if you come to the front page of Reading.com, I could count all kinds of hits. I mean, I could count hits all day long, and it would be completely meaningless. Basically, the only thing that matters is that that's one page view. And as an advertiser, if you have the square box at the top of Reading.com's homepage, that's one impression. So somebody has seen your ad, and you can record the fact that they've seen your ad. And for the most part, so far, what has generally been done for those types of ads is that they sell them by the impression. So they say 1,000 impressions costs you X number of dollars. So let's say it's $50 for 1,000 impressions, which is a high rate. But let's say it's $50 for 1,000 impressions. So then you can break that down to how much does it cost every time that somebody sees my ad.
Okay.
And that's really the measure. If an advertiser is looking and saying, well, boy, how big is the traffic to a particular website? If somebody's trying to sell me a spot on this site, what's their traffic like? There are a few things you can do. One is there's a company called Hitwise that provides pretty open information across the internet. They look at sites. They don't have anything to do with us. And they look at sites and they rank them in terms of their traffic. And Hitwise is fairly useful because it's completely third party. The ones that we look at out there, we think they underestimate our traffic. But that's neither here nor there. They're still useful for comparing different sites to each other. The other thing that's really useful to ask about is unique visitors.
Right.
And that's really the key that we've gotten to past page views, because the number of page views, well, it depends. I mean, you know, you might come to our site and you might spend an hour there poking around and looking at a whole bunch of different things, and you might see the same ad multiple times, and you are one visitor, but you generated 55 page views on that visit. That's great. We're happy. We love those page view numbers, but they're not everything. You're still one visitor. And if you're trying to compare to television, let's say, that's giving you an audience number, or radio that's giving you an audience number, or the newspaper that's giving you a circulation number, it's useful to look at visitors, because visitors are just how many people am I reaching. And we in the newsroom now track that on a daily basis. We look at daily unique visitors. And, you know, we'll see, 25% fluctuations, 50% fluctuations, depending on the news on a given day. But we have a pretty steady line of daily unique visitors. We also look at monthly uniques, and that from an advertiser's perspective is probably more interesting. I mean, how many unique visitors do you get in a given month? We've been very fortunate with Reading.com. That number's grown pretty quickly.
When we come back, I want to continue that thought and ask you how, if at all, this ability to measure this has affected your editorial judgment on particular stories.
Phone lines are now open at 605-4567. Our guests ready to answer your questions. Free Fire Radio continues after Fox News on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. The U.S. and Russia, they've come a long way to come together.
We've done some important work as it relates to the New START Treaty, North Korea, Iran.
Deputy Press Secretary Bill Burton, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is at the White House today.
It's the seventh time Presidents Obama and Medvedev have met. The White House says it's a sign of the improved ties between the two nations. In the past, the two presidents have worked on issues like Iran and nuclear weapons. Today's meeting is expected to mainly focus on economic issues.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz at the White House. Some mortgage news that could give an extra push to home buyers or folks looking to refinance.
Freddie Mac says rates hit record lows this week. The average 30-year fixed loan sinking to 4.69%, the lowest since Freddie began tracking rates in 1971, and it's down from 4.75 last week.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes says rates for 5- and 15-year mortgages also hit new lows. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Many of you know that Carl and I love to work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo, and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
A34 on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio, 75 degrees in Reading. High today should be about 92 under mostly sunny skies. Tonight's low 65. Going to get warm by 4th of July weekend, be downright hot. It is that time of year. The weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 12 miles east of Reading, near Shingletown. Beautiful place. If you've not been there, please do so very, very soon. Continuing with Free Fire Radio, now our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. Talking with Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. Before with a break, we were talking a little bit about metrics for advertisers so they can make informed decisions about the Internet and buying ads on Reading.com or a package of ads in the print edition and on Reading.com. Any further advice to advertisers to help them sort of sort all this thing through? What kind of question, if you're going to ask one or two questions of an ad sales rep for you or for a competitor, what would it be?
Well, I think that the reasonable question for advertisers to be asking right now, and bear in mind that coming from the newsroom, most of the advertising staff will probably tell you I'm better at losing them business than gaining it. But the thing that really advertisers should begin to expect, I think, from us and from everybody else who's out there, is a little bit of help in navigating all of this, because there is such a huge array of possible options that you can buy. And as we were just talking one of the breaks, what about social media? Should I be doing something on Twitter or Facebook? Or I hear that people are doing this and that. I think that what I would be asking if I were advertising my own business right now is what are the combination of things that are going to help me? This is who I want to reach. So what are the combination of things that are going to help me reach that person? And when you're actually buying for online ads, one of the things that you want to do is establish the number of impressions that you want. And that is one of the nice things about buying online, is that you get to say, this is how many people I want to reach. And I want to, and that's actually controlled by a separate company that says, okay, once that ad has been shown this many times, that's what you're charged. And there's some accountability there. In terms of whether your message actually reaches somebody, and so I think making sure that process is honest, that it's handled very professionally. Our ads are served through Yahoo, through a program that Yahoo runs, and they run for newspapers all over the country, and so it's a very rigorous, and it's Yahoo, it's not us that's actually making those decisions. And so there's some integrity to that, and I would want to make sure that there is. Certainly, if I were buying by the impression, I'd want to make sure that there's something behind that that's pretty honest and can't be tinkered with.
Okay. Moving on here a little bit, but a related topic to metrics and measuring your audience. Before the break, we talked a little bit about you can tell to a unique visitor how many people looked at a particular story on Reading.com. An incredible ability to judge feedback now. Mm-hmm. Just unimaginable in real time. But how does that, or how could that possibly affect your editorial judgment? I mean, you get a story of, I remember the gals who were bathing in, Kentucky Fried Chicken, bathing in the, the soap machine down there.
This is the Anderson.
That got more page views than anything probably in the last 3 years on Reading.com, in part because it got on the Drudge Report, et cetera, et cetera. But that ability to say, okay, that kind of story really seems to get a lot of attention. How do you resist the temptation to just give readers a steady diet of that sort of stuff?
I think it's actually in our DNA a little bit. We are, everybody at the Record Searchlight right now, with the exception of a sports reporter, TJ Holmes, who joined us yesterday. I think everybody at the Record Searchlight right now has been here since before the internet, has been doing this for a while, and our whole orientation coming into this business was that was the journalistic imperative to act independently. And I think that means too that when you're laying out the day's paper, you act independently of your web metrics. I don't think you go around just saying, look. And we know every single day. We look at this. It's not that we don't look at it. I know, when I get back to the office, I'll know what is trending as the hot, actually, it's right on the front of our website. I don't have to go back to the office. It's right there for everybody to see what's trending as the top story. But if you looked at that story on a given day and looked at the next day's paper, there's a pretty good chance that the story that you see trending as the top story on Reading.com because it was a car wreck on I-5 with, minor injuries will end up on the local front at the bottom under North State in brief, possibly the third or fourth item. And that's a real regular basis. You're not going to see us leading the paper with it the next day just because it was the hottest story. Because here's the thing that we've had to wrap our head around. In the newspaper, the printed newspaper that arrives in your driveway or sits in the news rack, location and headline size has symbolic meaning. It has for a long, long time. But many more generations than we've all been alive. And so you're not going to change that. And you shouldn't try to change that, I don't think. I think you should respect the fact that in print, where you choose to put things says something about your values as a community, your values as a newspaper, and I think you should respect that. I don't think you should just pander to what your web metrics tell you were the hottest trending stories. And you ought to know that, your readers are smart enough to find what they're interested in. And if they want to go to the local section and they want to flip it over and say, Red Bluff resident arrested after crash, that's what I'm interested in. Cool. That's fine.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on 2 cubic foot bags of Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Now just $3.44, which is great for your wallet and your weekends because it keeps color for an entire year. So now you can spend less time working in your garden and more time enjoying it. Thanks to Scott's Naturescapes mulch, now just $3.44. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Bring your chairs, blankets, and the entire family and enjoy fabulous entertainment by the river this Saturday at the Reading Convention Center Amphitheater as the Reading City Musical Theater Company presents Broadway on the Green. This benefit concert features songs from your favorite musicals, great jazz, and delicious food. Tickets are $10 at the gate with kids 12 and under free. For more information, log on to rcmtc.org or call 515-3262. Broadway on the Green. Don't miss it.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Did you know that fire starters from dirty gutters are responsible for many homes being destroyed each summer? Hi, this is Dino of Dino's Rain Gutters, reminding you that properly functioning gutters are critical to your home safety. That's right, dirty gutters are not just a wintertime nuisance. Well, Dino's Rain Gutters has a solution for you. Never clean your gutters again with Gutter Glove Gutter Guard, guaranteed to eliminate gutter debris and cleaning forever while protecting your home. Considering that almost 200,000 homeowners fall and are hurt each year using a ladder, and of those, 150 result in death, maybe it's time to implement a better solution for keeping your gutters clean and call the gutter professionals. I have been specializing in gutter installation and protection since 1996 and invite you to call me at 246-8550 for a free estimate or visit us at dinosraingutters.com. That number again is 246-8550. Dino's Rain Gutters, your gutter professionals.
I read it in the paper, the papers of the times, they had changed.
8:43 on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio, as Free Fire Radio continues. This portion brought to you by our friends at B&T Satellite on Airport Road. They are just a little bit south of the Burrito Bandito. you're driving down Airport Road, look for the satellite dish garden out front. They are, of course, your local dish network provider. Doug Tooley is the owner. He was with the 82nd Airborne, and he is quite a straight-up guy. I've known him for quite a few years. He's been servicing local customers since 1985, so he brings integrity and experience to your home entertainment. And if you got a remote that has seen better days, maybe the dog got hold of it or one of the kids dumped it in the fish tank, well, be one of the first 20 people to bring in your old remote. You will get yourself a brand new one from the folks at B&T Satellite, 244-1988, on the web at ReadingHDTV.com. 605-4567. You can call in now and get your calls and comments on the air. In our remaining time, now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. Talking to Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight, and I want to say, you know, having worked at the paper twice in my career, the Record Searchlight, you have done an admirable job, I think, dealing with the perfect storm that's hit the industry. You've done a great job managing with fewer resources, still covering the major stories, I think, in a very informative and user-friendly way. So my hat's off to you. I mean, it's a tough time to be in the business, but you don't have many gray hairs, which is amazing to me. I mean, we talked about 6 months ago, and I thought you'd have less hair and more gray hairs. But anyway, I would say, good job.
I'm working on the gray hair, and I appreciate that, Mark, very much. And I'm gonna turn around and hand that kind compliment right off to the folks who work in the newsroom, because if you look at the newsroom right now, I did this the other day. I looked at it's more than 80% of the newsroom is folks who have been here longer than I have. They've been here through this transition, and so this has been something that they've made happen, and it's taken a tremendous amount of adaptability on their part and a whole lot of work. So yeah, it's been a superb effort.
And I don't think the general public really has an appreciation for the fact that they are. Fewer people are doing a lot more with less resources. But on the other hand, technologically, they have many more resources to throw at an issue or throw at a story. So it's probably the best of times and the worst of times to be in journalism, which brings up a question that Bob asked during the break, and that is, what advice would you give a young person who might be considering a career in journalism?
That's a good question, and I actually have. I had a student from West Valley High School come in a month or so ago, and sat down and talked to her about journalism because she's intending to pursue it as a career. And one of the things that I've told students that are looking at this is, you know, when I came through, we all made a decision at some point. Are you going to go into television? Are you going to go into radio? Are you going to go into public relations? Or are you going to go into newspapers? And that was pretty much it. You get on one of those four tracks, and you go from there. And I started out down the radio track, and then wound up back in newspapers again. Now I don't think you do that. I don't think you go to one of those. The schools are still set up that way, and journalism education we could talk about all day. It lags badly. The realities of our industry in our modern times. But as a student, what I tell them is make your own way and make sure you come out of any program you go into with the whole range of skills. You should be able to stand in front of a camera, look into it, know how to interact with somebody on the other end, know how to enunciate and have some poise and report the news that way. And you should know how to write. You should be a very good writer. You should know how to report. You should know how to work with data. You should know Microsoft Excel and be able to pick things apart. You should know the basics of HTML and Flash and some of those technologies. You should probably own an iPad and you should use it. There is a far greater range of skills that's required of somebody going into the business now. And the most important of those skills, I think, is the fact that you can learn new things quickly, because we're by no means through the technological change. And I have a feeling that most of my career is going to be spent in this period of change. If I'm fortunate enough to stay in the local news business throughout my career, I don't think we'll be settled out of this for quite some time. So that would be my biggest advice, would be be nimble. Never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left, as Dr. Seuss said.
Be flexible, yeah. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
605-4567 if you want to call in here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls.
But diamonds work best, and rubies and emeralds and opals.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He's back! I found him! He's really back!
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde!
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
The truck is loaded and we're making deals. Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. And Sealy mattresses are on sale now at huge savings only at Creason's Mattress Gallery. With Creason's special truckload sale, you'll find better than big box store prices and none of their sales gimmicks. Why would you pay 25% more for that great night's sleep? Purchase your Sealy Posturepedic Reserve Collection mattress. Queen sets for only $699.95 plus 12 months interest OAC. Free bed frame for free local delivery and free disposal of your old mattress with minimum $7.99 purchase. Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading always carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding at the best prices. And right now, these truckload savings can simply not be beat. All purchases subject to stock on hand. So can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture. Hurry, truckload sale won't last forever, only at Creason's Mattress Gallery.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Who wants yesterday's good? Who wants yesterday's paper?
8:52. It is coming up on 7 minutes now before 9 o'clock. 77 degrees. We should see our hottest temperatures of the year by Sunday, possibly 104 degrees, but a little bit closer to home, 92 today, 65 for a low this evening. The weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. For our final segment, we turn once again to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thanks, Bob. I'm talking again with Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. And one of the biggest changes in journalism that I have lived through is the ability of readers to interact with reporters and editors and give feedback to the paper. When I started out, we didn't have bylines on the paper, on our stories. We didn't have telephone numbers. There was a letters to the editor column, but, you know, it was pretty limited, the kind of feedback you could get. Now, feedback is instantaneous. It can be very heated. You can learn a lot from the comments as a reporter or an editor, I think. But a lot of the comments are misinformed, off topics, personal ad hominem attacks. But during the break, you said that there is technology coming up that could smooth out some of the rough edges of the whole comment, which I would hate to see go away, even though I'm dismayed that there are people who are calling attention to themselves by being jerks on the comment boards, and it's also provided an excuse for some public officials, namely Kent Dagg and others in this town, to not talk to the paper because they're saying, well, I don't want to talk to the paper because of those damn comments. But talk about the technological fix that you see resolving this.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a really fairly large question for us right now, and we spend quite a bit of time talking about it and quite a bit of time dealing with it and talking about how to deal with it on our end. I mean, the comments on stories can be very useful. They can be very informative. Either because somebody raises a good point, adds some good information to a conversation, or in the case of some breaking news, I mean, we're heading into fire season. Comments have tended to be very useful during the fire season, and in some cases, we've put up a story that just says, share what you're seeing below and let people go at it. And 400 comments later, there's an awful lot of information for people who might be in the line of that fire about where it's headed, who's fighting it, and all of that. And those things, I think, add to the community. And I think that gets buried in some of the controversy about the comments. On the other hand, Kent Dagg and I don't disagree all that much about this issue. I think that, and we've talked about it, and I respect that Kent's he has to make his own decision about whether to talk to us on the record or not. But he and I have had conversations about this, what I think is going to get us past this point and onto something better is a combination of continuing to talk about it and us continuing to be open to that conversation and technology. And technology that's already out there on the internet, and Amazon.com provides a great example of this. If you go to Amazon.com and you look at a popular product, you will see sometimes, I think, thousands of people who have commented about that product, rated it, written long reviews. Amazon has a system of rating those comments, and the good ones, the ones that the rest of the community finds useful, float right up to the top, and the bad ones go right down straight to the bottom. Is there a way for us to do something similar? Yeah, the technology is there. It would take some implementation. Is there a way to take the tools of social media like Facebook and integrate it such that the people who are on our site, who are commenting, have a reason to use their own identities, to come on as Mark Beecham with your face and have a profile associated with that and also comment on stories, but with, you know, where when you comment, a little tiny miniature picture of you appears right next to it. There's a lot more accountability there. I think that those are being experimented with right now in the news industry. The Huffington Post, which has been one of the fastest growing news sites in the country, and I got all kinds of issues with Huffington Post, not the least of which is that they steal content, just flat steal it from the people who actually produce it. However, they have just made their first purchase. They bought a company that develops technology for improving comments. And they've been using it, and they get thousands and thousands of comments, especially on political stories, and they tend to, and if you look at them, there's much more identity for their commenters, and there's a much better way of filtering the best ones up to the top. So I think hopefully the technology will soon be in a place to get us past this point we're kind of stuck on right now. We're banging our heads against, well, why don't you make people give their real names? Well, we can't physically, without having them come down to the office and show their ID, or have them give us a credit card online. We can't physically verify their last names. It's not practical to call them all when you have on some days hundreds of commenters joining the conversation. You can't call them all back. So we're stuck right now, but I think there's a way for us to get past that if we can utilize the technology that's out there. So that's where we're really focused.
Speaking of user-generated comments, or user-generated content, I should say, let's talk briefly about the blogs. I'm a blogger and have been for about 5 years now. Bruce Ross, Gary Andreessen, very successful new blogger, Dottie Smith, Dr. Trudy Pratt, among others, have blogs. But my view is that the blogs have not been adequately promoted in the newspaper. Now, I know you've run a series of ads in the print paper, but I've suggested, and I think it would be a good idea, and maybe not, but to run a best of the blogs once a week, so that people who only get the print edition can actually see what a blog is and maybe take away an idea. Oh, this I'd like to check that out.
Okay, we have a quick call on the line. Earl, welcome to KCNR 1460.
Yes, thank you. Silas, you guys aren't going to, check out my comment ahead of time now. I get to speak freely here, right? Listen, I want to tell you how much I enjoy the Record Searchlight in the comment section and the job you guys are doing. Unlike some of the readers, I think you guys do a terrific job.
Yeah, you're old. We're coming up to the hard break. Make it quick.
I post all the time as citizen activists, so you might recall.
Yeah, yeah. Earl, can I answer a question for you real quick before they make a break?
All I want to say is how much I enjoy it. I like how things are. I know Kent and other people in power don't really always like comments that are put out there, you know.
Okay, Earl, we're up against the break.
They want my name on it so they can sue me.
Thanks,
gotta go.
Thanks, Earl. All right, thank you very much, Earl.
That's it for the show today, and I want to thank Silas and the Chief of Police and the Sheriff Basenko being our guests today, and especially our producer.
All right, thank you very much, KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. A broad welcome today to the news that General David Petraeus will be the new commander in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in Kabul with the latest.
Yeah, Chris, the Afghans welcome it, and the U.S. ambassador here, Carl Eikenberry, says he will work with General Petraeus, speaking for the first time since General McChrystal accused him of betrayal. Eikenberry says he's not read that Rolling Stone article. What matters, he says, is to maintain momentum against the Taliban. Meanwhile, another ambassador here says he regrets McChrystal's departure.
Nobody expected, nobody wanted General McChrystal to leave Afghanistan in the circumstances that he did.
But NATO ambassador Mark Sedwell says General Petraeus is the perfect replacement. Chris?
Thanks, Alistair. The Senate Armed Services Committee now saying the confirmation hearing for General Petraeus will be taking place starting next Tuesday morning, the 29th. The containment cap now back on BP's broken oil well after having been off most of yesterday following an undersea accident in which the cap got bumped by a robot vessel. While the cap was off, oil was